escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Final cut day. Today is the day, and it is 4:05 as we speak to you right now, which means the time has come and gone. We are looking and we see nothing in regards to a big name that maybe you might have anticipated that the Falcons might have let go. This should not be a surprise to you. Guys, I said this yesterday, maybe 2 days ago. We got a good team. Our roster, for the most part, is set. This was not a situation where we were going into camp and there were eight or nine position battles, and there were going to be various guys that were going to be let go. The thing I think that we need to kind of, you know, Mike, really look at is the depth. We see it already being affected on the offensive line. I think we have really good depth on our defensive line. But they didn't go into this camp thinking, all right, we got to reduce the amount of talent. It's how do we add talent and get better? And so I'm not surprised that there are really no names or name value guys being cut. With that said, the C.J. Henderson thing happened last hour, but he got into camp late.
Yeah, I thought that Kobe Bryant would make the team, but this is why, and I mentioned it brings it back to the dogs and the dog report. Nothing against what we got with Jalen Walker. We just hadn't seen him because Kobe Bryant was making some nice inroads into making this team, and then all of a sudden he missed 2 weeks of practice. You know, so all of a sudden an injury keeps you out. The coaches can't evaluate you, and this date was coming, come injury or not. So Kobe Bryant might be a guy that passes waivers, and we keep him on the practice squad. But that was a guy that drew some attention because a lot of folks were surprised he wasn't drafted in the first place. The Morgan Fox thing we talked about yesterday.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, I mean, I never knew who he was, and we gave him he made $3 million to hang out here twice for the mini camp and then for summer camp.
Nice gig, Mike, if you can get it.
Right.
Big O, real quick, give us the distinction about Caleb McGarry. What is the report?
From Mike Garofolo of NFL Network, they're placing Caleb McGarry on IR, unclear how much time he'll miss. But he'll at least begin the season on IR.
So that's 4 weeks, right? Minimum. Or how does it work nowadays?
Yes, you're talking about
right.
Because they have two distinctions. He will at least miss 4 weeks. You mentioned the bye week, I think, is week 5. So in essence, Mike, the goal I think would be to try to get him back for week 6, because you include week 5, which is the bye week, you're not playing anybody. But that's what I would guess. But again, we don't know the severity of this thing. We've not been told what the severity is of the anticipation of how long he might be out. Mm-hmm. They just keep saying he's going to be out. You know what the word they use? Extended amount of time. What does that mean? So is that 4 weeks? Is that 5 weeks? Is that 8 weeks? But either way, so that's what the Falcons are doing. They're going to place him on IR.
Because they extended it. The IR used to mean you were done for the season.
Done for the season.
And then they changed it out, and so you can get back out there. You got a 21-day window to get back out after the IR. There's some new rules. You can be Googling it. But so we know for a fact that if McGarry, if the injury isn't as severe as we were led to believe, okay, there's hope. A good thing, Carl.
It
maybe
is
one
good
of the
thing.
Best
it
things.
Is, it is a good thing.
And then, of course, 6 to 8 weeks later, we get Storm Norton back, who's a proven piece as a swing guard, a swing tackle. And then we don't have to worry about Elijah Wilkinson for more than maybe a quarter of the season or half of the season. Either way, stay tuned. They don't have to. I said this to a couple of listeners on Twitter today. I understand why. I know it frustrates me. It frustrates Falcon fans for a lack of clarity. There's no reason to say, hey, McGarry's done for the season, then try to make a trade for a tackle, because whatever leverage you might have had goes out the window.
Gone. Yeah, it's gone. All right, more on the Falcons coming up, including the backup quarterback situation. It's really a really good situation. We'll get into that coming up, and also the latest cuts around the league, because there are some names that have been released today. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So yesterday, Mike Griffith came on the show. Go rewind, should I say, that interview. It's very good. He was talking about a variety of things as the Dogs get ready for their first game against Marshall this weekend. But one of the things he mentioned, and I want you to hear it from his mouth, is the accountability for Kirby Smart and the struggles of the offense. Listen to Mike Griffith.
If the players are bringing the fire and the passion and energy, I'd like to see Kirby bring it with his play calling. And, you know, we keep defaulting to Mike Bobo, and we have to stop doing that. We got to stop pretending that Kirby Smart doesn't know the game plan and that this isn't what Kirby wants. Mm-hmm. At some point, you've got to realize that this is Kirby Smart's offense, and he hires people to run it the way he wants it run.
He's right. Nick Saban did this with 7 or 8 different coordinators. No fall off. They continued to win, continued to run to national championships. It's not as if Kirby doesn't know what they're trying to do game in and game out. But we hold the offensive coordinator accountable, and Mike, we go in on Bobo because we know he is calling the plays, and the direction of the offense usually comes from that guy. But when Mike Griffin said this to us yesterday, and you heard Mike and I both go, because we don't hold Kirby accountable in that way. And here's what we're telling you. At any point in the game, can he get on the headset and go, Mike, let's run the ball a little bit more here. Mike, let's settle down. Let's not throw it as much.
What we wanted Dan Quinn to have with Shanahan.
Easily. He can. So as this season plays out, that is what Mike is saying. Like, we just can't, and I know we will, point the finger at Mike Bobo and go, man, Bobo's screwing up. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. Well, obviously, Kirby doesn't feel that way, Mike, because things don't change. When last year we wanted him to run the ball, they didn't run it enough.
Well, this goes back to, you know, the Alabama game plan. Look, Carson Beck's throwing to the wrong guy. Stop throwing it. Use your run game. Establish your run game. You know, ETN came and left like he was never here, right?
He did. He did.
But, I mean, run the football. Establish the run. That's one that was kind of confusing. And then conversely, you know, I know Georgia fans, you always want your coach to be aggressive. I think mostly you want all your coaches to be aggressive. But then the Sugar Bowl. You're asking a guy, and it's just his second start at Georgia, or second game at Georgia in Gunnar Stockton, to pull a 2-minute drill in less than 30 seconds on the wrong side of the 50. Bad idea. So we do, as we said, I know I kill Bobo all the time, but as Mike Griffith points out from Dog Nation, and Carl just brought it up, I mean, the boss is Kirby. Kirby runs the show.
404-726-0929. Would you agree with that? Do you think that there is this thing where Kirby goes, he's the coordinator, I'm going to let him have full autonomy and he can do what he wants to do, even though I'm aware of what we're doing on the field? That may be the case. And a lot of coaches coach that way. Look, Kirby had full autonomy when he was at Alabama, but you don't think Nick Saban was on the headset listening to those calls?
Right. So that's, and it gets back to, and Mike Griffith's got an article today in Dog Nation about, you know, what are some of the goals Kirby gives. You know, some classic coach speech. You know, the biggest enemy is us. We've got to perform, obviously, and play to the best of the ability. But then one of the things you and I just brought up, the 250 yards rushing, perhaps, because their running game was just not where it was supposed to be. 15th in the SEC, to your point, 124.4 yards per game. That's tailback you.
That's right.
You know, I mean, with all due respect to USC, people have expected Georgia to be able to run the football, dictate the tempo, and also you got it this year to help out your young quarterback.
It's not enough. Not enough! All right, here's the other thing. Kirby talking about this young wide receiving core. Actually, it's a more experienced wide receiving core, to be honest with you, with the guys they brought in. But Kobe Young, Mike, we've been talking about him all offseason. The expectations, we've been talking to dog guys that cover the Dogs, like Mike Griffith and our buddy, you know, Connor Riley and all these guys. Everybody's talking highly about him. Here's what Kirby said about Kobe Young.
He's been a tremendous leader throughout. He's practiced with toughness. He understands that position in that room really well. I think Coley and Bobo have done a great job with him of putting him in positions to be successful. He's one of the leaders in the group quietly, just puts in really good days work every day, really physical, can block. I mean, just incredibly, and has been a vertical jump ball, really good player for us in camp. So I want him to keep doing what he's doing and continue to lead that young group of guys in that room.
I just want him to catch the football. Right. That's all. Like, all of that is great. And I know you need all of that if you're going to be a special team, and Kirby gets that. But I just need him to catch the ball. Catch the ball, Mike, move the chains, make the necessary catches that are there. Like, again, a lot of ball, easy catches were dropped last year. And if that happens again, this offense is going to be running on a hamster wheel, man. It's not going to move the way we expect it to move. But the two things I'm concerned about, and I don't know if we'll get the answers to this in the Marshall game, run the football from a running back standpoint, and up front the defensive line. Those are the two things that I want to see them really get established. And if they do, then this is going to kind of be the season that we expect it to be for the Dogs.
Yep. I know that everybody in the SEC, at least, you know, I still find myself, and I know it's their divisions are long gone, but I still kind of think about, I think regionally.
East-West?
I still think of it as East-West. I'm always about to say, you know, those teams in the West, Carl, they're pretty good. But yeah, Texas, still, I mean, Texas having to come here is huge. That will, if Texas beats Ohio State, the hype, and I would imagine, Carl, you know, they'll be able to handle the rest of their schedule before they play Georgia. But the idea that, you know, you can't beat Kirby, that Stark's got to find a way to beat Kirby, and the pressure on Arch, you know, we said, like, I think he can handle it. But that's going to be interesting to see. The odds, by the way, everybody feels.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the usual suspects. Texas plus 275. So basically you're betting 270, 101, 275. Georgia just better than 3-1 at 320. Alabama at plus 400. So 4-1. LSU at 7-1. And then it goes all the way down to Auburn at 22-1. A&M 14-1 to get to the SEC championship and win it.
Interesting.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.